I'm the MILF.
And I'm the Millennial.
And we're coming to you guys about something serious. A friend of ours in the community, his family has suffered a really, really great loss. Someone who has been kind of a mentor to both of us in different little ways. And he is a great comedian. Mylon Stromile lost his son. And his son has two very young daughters, little baby girls.
They turn one on December 1st.
Yes. They desperately need your help. So if you can please donate to the GoFundMe for the Stromile girls, I'm going to let Emberly tell you how you can find it and where we're going to have it posted. But if you could do that, that would be great. Anything that you can donate will help these two little girls who are now growing up without their dad. So
if you want to donate, you can go to GoFund.me. They have a little search engine, so you can just search Stromile Girls. That is STROMILE Girls. And it's a really cute picture of his son and his two girls as the cover photo. And if you just want a direct link, you can find it on our Linktree link in our Instagram bio for quick access.
Yeah. And please help out this family and these little girls. They need any help that you can give. It is a terrible loss. And
100% of the money goes straight to the girls, not even to the family, just straight to the girls for whatever they want, college, cars, whatever they'll need in the future. It's like a little trust.
So thanks, you guys. Just, give back when you can, and we appreciate you. Thanks for listening to The MILF and the Millennial. Here we go. All right. Welcome to I'm the MILF.
I'm the Millennial.
And this is The MILF and the Millennial, and we are under a time restraint. We have 10 minutes to talk about Justin Timberlake. And when the clock is up, the producer is cutting it off. Fade to black, just like The Sopranos, bitches.
And just like our guests.
We didn't really have to even explain it to y'all, motherfuckers. But anyway.
We could just get it. Did I catch my joke?
Yeah, that was racist as fuck.
Let's get into it.
I was like, fade to black. She was like our guests. Anyway, since we are in super, super fast motion for me.
Yes.
Fast motion for me. All right. Woo! All right. Justin Timberlake.
Blue Jean baby.
Let's start with Justin Timberlake. All right, Emberly, sound off. First thing about Justin Timberlake that you want to talk about.
I want to talk about Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. What do you think went bad with that?
Justin Timberlake turned into a freaking asshole and didn't support Britney at all, even through the conservatorship. And he only gave one lousy fucking statement during all the whole debacle saying, I support her, blah, blah, blah. And then he hasn't talked to her in how many fucking years?
Damn. Okay.
But also he's cute.
Tony.
Bruh.
Something really quick about Justin Timberlake right
Justin
now.
Justin Timberlake is a talented motherfucker. Now, however, I will say that when the Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson show had happened, I know for sure, I feel in my heart that he knew about the costume. He knew about that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I won't say that it thrusted his everything. I'm just saying that Janet Jackson was borderline snuffed out after that shit. She got more flack for that than Justin did.
Yeah.
And she keeps coming up like every other 10 years or every other 5 years or whatever. And it's like, yo, like, you got to take more responsibility for your shit. It's the same thing that happened with Will.
He came out and he made an apology with Britney and her back in, like, whenever.
That's cool and everything, but he's not.
He gets, like, wiped under the, like, shoved under the rug. Like, he doesn't actually ever.
But it's because of the fact. I think that's because of the fact, because he is, like, he's that dude. And it's like, he is, like, his. And Janet Jackson is legendary. You know what I'm taking away from her? I'm just saying.
And they were fucking, too.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they were fucking.
Ooh, I mean, Illuminati.
They've been fucking.
Everybody's
Justin
fucking.
quick rundown of Justin Timberlake fucks. Apparently, Lindsay Lohan, because of that list that she had.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to say Fergie, definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely, probably. Brittany,
I don't know
Obvi.
Why. She ain't got nobody.
Brittany, Obvi. Janet Jackson, Alyssa Milano.
Okay, we know he got a
Cameron
body count.
Diaz.
We know
and
he got
then
a body
his current wife.
And then his current wife, Jessica Biel.
Yeah, yeah. Who actually? And there was rumor that he cheated on her with one of the chicks from the movie.
Yeah,
and then like Jessica Biel was like, "You better get online. You better fix that shit."
Yeah,
like she was pissed.
Yeah,
and it was like, bro, and they still together. It's like, yo, Justin Timberlake.
The reason why they're
$40 million.
The reason why their marriage will work for a while is because they are both child stars.
When's the last time Jessica Biel?
I can't keep you guys updated. Just keep you guys. informed on what's going on. Love you all.
So
I think he sounds sincere.
I think he sounds sincere.
I think he has no clue. And honestly, being somebody who performs, and like when you're doing a show for someone else, like I'm sure that like he had a part in it, but it's also so many other entities that were involved.
It was Travis Scott and Live Nation.
Okay.
Travis Scott throws it.
Business side.
Real quick, since we only have a couple minutes, all right?
Yeah.
Favorite Justin Timberlake song, go.
Easy.
Oh, God. Cry Me a River.
Cry Me a River? Okay. Yeah.
Or Mirrors. What Goes Around Comes Around. What Goes Around. That's my favorite video and my favorite song.
My favorite song of Justin Timberlake's right now in this point in time is Like I Love You from the first album because it is such a fucking banger. It's such a fucking banger.
Let's go.
It's such a banger.
See how we're doing this?
Ain't nobody love you like I love you, babe.
Let's not forget honorable mention, Holy Girl, Jay-Z.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I mean, Avi. But it's like Gone.
You took the clothes off my back.
You realize that Gone wasn't even just like, it was in sync, but Justin was like, I'm on my way out, and this is the last one I give y'all.
He actually wrote that, apparently. Yeah. I heard for Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson didn't do it.
He hit him. Yeah. He hit
Which
him,
one
yeah.
you hitting us with?
Yeah. Are we good?
Which one you hitting us with?
Yeah, because, okay, so yeah, with Justin Timberlake, like, I also like, the end of Love, Love Stoned.
Come from everywhere.
I literally fast forward to that part. Yeah. It's a whole 3 minutes. It's a whole other song, really.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That album,
yeah.
That the Future Sex Love Song, or is that 2020?
That was Future Sex Love Song.
Future Sex Love Song. That was my high school experience.
Yeah,
him and Fergie and like Black Eyed Peas and them, like they were my high school experience.
That came out the year I got married.
Let's go. Ooh.
Some boom boom.
But yeah, but Justin Timberlake, he's always been the dude, but I can't like ignore the fact that you did kind of benefit more in the situation than like you didn't get as much flack as Janet Jackson for that shit.
And
that's
so
just
funny,
real talk.
Because it was her titty. That's what it was. It was like if this happened at this Super Bowl this year, it would all be completely different because of the Me Too moment. Movement. Like it would be completely different. It would be there we go.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Yo, and you should have the dude in this video.
Hey girl.
The dude, hey, you seen the movie Alpha Dog?
Hell yeah.
That's one of the movies that gave me tears, yo.
Great actor.
Justin killed it.
Justin killed it.
Hey, I would never hurt you, okay? Uh-huh. I was like, yes you will.
Yes you will.
You're about to right now.
You know what
right
else
now. I was
in
crying,
home?
Yo.
I also love him in Friends with Benefits. Like, it brought out, like, this comedian.
Closing time.
You don't have to go home, but you
can't. Wait, no one's gonna reference the love guru, Jacques with the cock.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what he said.
Jacques something cock. I can't remember. Lecoq. Jacques Lecoq.
Yeah, Jacques Lecoq. He has always been this way.
This was a great cut. This was Scarlett Johansson was in this video.
Yeah, she was. And the dude who was in the video, who was the best friend or whatever,
yeah.
Alpha Dog as well.
Yeah.
He's such a good actor. I feel about him the way I feel about Ike Turner. No, Lawrence Fishburne when he played Ike Turner.
Yeah.
Because he plays such an act, like he was that guy, and I fucking hated him. We all know that part. And then they go, fwimp, 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 fwimp.
Fuck lyrics. We just need to take
it. That's what it's all about. It's all about the ad lib from the sun. You were my earth.
You didn't know the ways I'm just like relishing in her right now.
Yo. Took a chance. And yo, this bitch
made other plans.
Let's do it.
You don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out about him. Then there's just no chance for you and me. I'd rather be. Don't it make you sad about it? Tell me you love me. Why don't you leave me all alone? Like, tell me you need me, then you call me on the phone. Call me on the phone.
Girl, I refuse. I'm really confused.
Some other guy.
We need
cry
some
me a river.
Mirrors? No, did you know that the original song for Mirrors is like 7 minutes long?
Oh my god, it's so long because it's just like, it's like, you are the love of my life. Like, So that has been our time. Yep, this has been a mini Eminem with Tony Beatty.
All day.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
It's like. Want you something to admire, 'cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine.